Okay, sounds like we've got 5 board members present. We're looking
Helton
for one
just
more.
On.
Who's that?
Helton just joined on. Helton, are you there?
Yes,
hello?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Is that Ms. Cogshell?
Yes.
Okay. All right, it's 3:00. I'm going to call this meeting to order. We have a quorum of 6 board members present. The topic today is there was a conflict with our law firm on the construction litigation, and we need to have a board vote and a ranking of law firms to step into that law, the Mitchell firm's role as representing the library system in that litigation. Have the board members had a chance to review the information that was sent out by Ricky about other lawyers?
This is Michelle Harlison, yes.
Marissa Davis, yes.
Linda Daniels,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Alden, yes.
Okay, good. What I would like to do, I have done a little research on my own on martindalehovel.com, which is a ranking system of a peer ranking system for lawyers to rank their own peers. And I have done that and kind of matched it up with the suggestions that the Mitchell firm gave us. And I have 5 law firms to throw out there, I guess, for discussion. And in no particular order, I'm gonna list them out. So would everyone have a pencil and a pen ready? And I'll just throw them out there.
Michelle Harrison, ready to copy.
Okay. The Hilburn, Calhoun, Harper, in that firm, they're located in Little Rock. John C. Calhoun and Randy L. Grice were listed. That's firm number one. The Hilburn firm, we'll call them. The second one would be Anderson, Murphy, and Hopkins. They listed David Littleton and Jason J. Campbell. We'll call that the Anderson firm. 3 would be Watts, Donovan, and Tilley. With David Donovan being the primary contact attorney there, we'll call that the Watts Law Firm. The 4th one would be Wright, Lindsay, and Jennings, which was not on the list, but I've used them in behalf when I've had conflicts with the City of Whitehall. They've done an excellent job. They're one of the second largest firm in the state of Arkansas, possibly. So that's Wright, Lindsay, and Jennings. And then the Gil, Ragon, Owen Law Firm there in Little Rock is the other firm that was listed there as having experience in this area of construction law. So with that, does anyone have any other firms besides those 5 that they would like to put down for a discussion or ranking purposes?
Would you please repeat the, this is Glenda Daniels, will you please repeat the last one that you said that you had dealings with?
Yes. Wright, Wright, Lindsay, and Jennings. I had dealings with them. The City of Whitehall retained them to assist us in a litigation against Liberty Utilities over rate. It was a rate case in Whitehall, and I thought they did an excellent job in that case. I thought they should be on the list anyway.
You stated, Tom, that you did the research on all of these and everything. Is that the one that you're highly recommending?
No, it's not. I actually am going to go, basing my rankings on my factors that I used was looking at the Martindale-Hubbell rankings, which, like I said, is a peer-to-peer ranking system of lawyers. And then I based it on some of it on personal experience. And also I read the stuff that the Mitchell firm gave to us as suggestions for who we might use in this area of construction law. Also, I'll throw it out there. I have a brother who's a senior VP at a bank in Little Rock, and I asked him about each one of these firms because he's dealt with all of them to all throw, but that was just a small piece of the puzzle.
What was his comment?
He said they're all would be fine. He didn't have any preference over one over the other. So that was what his comment to me was. So they're all good law firms. I have one, I guess I'm going to throw out, I have a negative comment from personal litigation experience with the Gil Ragon Owen law firm. I don't want to go into details, but I am not comfortable using that. That's, out of these five that are listed, that's the only one I do not believe we should rank highly. I felt like I had a lawsuit case with them, and they were not honest and upfront with me in that case. And so that, to me, it's going to lower them down. I don't know if it's their whole firm or just the one lawyer I was dealing with, but it was enough for me to not want to recommend their usage at this point.
This is Chandra Griffin. So that was the last one that you mentioned, Gil?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So who do you recommend first?
Well, I'm looking at I was kind of looking at maybe for me the top firm would be the Hilburn firm or the Anderson firm because they have two lawyers that are available. The Hilburn firm is got John C. Calhoun and Randy L. Grice. It looked like John C. Calhoun is got a lot of experience, and Randy Grice looked like an up and coming lawyer. He's, I think, 53 years old. I thought they were very intriguing. And then the second one for me would be the Anderson firm. Mm-hmm. They have two lawyers available, David Littleton and Jason J. Campbell. Mm-hmm. that have extensive experience and were highly ranked in the construction law area. For me, the third one would be David Donovan at Watts, Donovan and Tilley.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only one attorney there that was listed. Now, they may have another attorney, but it only had one lawyer listed in the construction area. So to me, it's better to have law firm that had
Michelle. They had to.
They did.
David
okay.
Donovan, uh-huh, and Keith Martin McPherson, both of them have construction litigation.
Okay, yes. Okay, I missed that. Uh-huh. I just didn't write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, those would be my top three out of these, with the Wright, Lindsay & Jennings that I had experience on in the past with Whitehall would be number four, and then the Gil Ragon Owen would be the fifth for me. But I'm going to open it up to discussion because I think that's the only way we're getting anywhere is to have some type of discussion right now. If there is any further discussion.
Glenda Daniels.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Are we still on?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Michelle, do you have something to say?
Well, I was just going to say, it's crazy because you and I have the same, the top three, we have the exact same people, just in a little slightly different order. And I just wanted to say, or ask, I guess, basically, because for me, Anderson and Murphy and Hopkins LLP, to me, what caught really my eye with them when I read all their stuff, they actually said that we work aggressively on behalf of professionals in cases of allegedly negligent surveying, building, preparation, engineering, and miscalculations and other actions resulting in alleged construction defects. And that's what caught my eye with theirs.
Okay.
So I placed them, they were first for me.
Okay.
And then it was Calhoun. And then it was Watts and Donnard.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they want to add? Does anyone else on the board have anything they want to add to that?
Davis, what was her first one again?
She ranked Anderson, Murphy, and Hopkins first. She ranked the Hilburn, Calhoun, and Harper second, and the Watts, Donovan, and Tilly third.
Glenda Daniels, Tom, are we reviewing attorneys to pick up for Mr. Bate for the pending litigation, or are we choosing attorneys for the board permanent?
The topic today is, I think, is a stopgap, just to complete, get someone there to handle the construction litigation. I think it's first, and then I think there are other firms that have a broader spectrum of legal services that I think we need to consider other factors. To me, I was just considering the factors of this construction litigation since we're on a time constraint.
Okay, well, my first was the same as Michelle's with the Anderson Law Firm, because that's what I read on, so.
Sure. Any other discussion?
This is Cockshill. I ranked just only two, and I didn't put them in any order. I just... And one is the Anderson, Murphy, and Hopkins. The other one is David Donovan and his group. So those are the only two I've ranked.
Okay, well, it sounds like we've got a law firm that's emerging as the leader, and that would be the Anderson firm. Does anyone have any objection to ranking the Anderson firm number one? Any discussion on that? Actually, I'd like to have a motion that the Anderson firm be ranked first. Can you state your name and who? Okay.
This is Sandra Griffin. I move that we rank the Anderson firm first in our choice of attorneys.
Okay, would that be that motion? Okay, now that motion would be for purposes of the construction litigation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, there's been a motion and a second. Is there any discussion about ranking the Anderson firm number one to represent the library system in the construction litigation?
A second.
Okay, there's been a motion, a second. There's no discussion asked for, so be a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 This is Bobby. Who seconded?
I did, Glenda Daniel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, is there any opposed? Okay, with no opposition, the Anderson firm, that's Anderson, Murphy, and Hopkins. will be ranked number one. We need to go ahead and rank, have a second and at least a second and a third law firm. So there was discussion earlier about the Hilburn, Calhoun, and Harper firm by a couple of the board members that they would be ranked second. They were one of the ones that I thought was on top. So they, I think there's enough support there to at least make a motion that they be ranked second. Is there a motion that we rank the Hilburn, Calhoun, and Harper firm in the second position?
A motion that we make the Hilburn Calhoun firm the second division attorney.
Okay. Ms. Daniels made a motion. Is there a second?
Second. This is Michelle Harlison.
Okay. Then a motion and a second. Is there any discussion about ranking the Hilburn, Calhoun, and Harper firm in the second position? Okay, if there's no discussion, we'll take a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, is there any opposed? Okay. Next will be the ranking of Watts, Donovan, and Tilley in the third position. For purposes of trying to get them into the third position, if the first two aren't willing to accept representing us or we can't come to reasonable terms, we're going to need to drop down to the third position. So is there any objection or is there any motion to have Watts, Donovan, and Tilley firm be ranked third?
This is Nancy Alden. I move that we place Watts, Donovan, Tilley, and Carson as the third position in our attorney rankings.
Okay. Is there a second?
Marissa Davis, a second.
There's been a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
This is Michelle Harlison. I have a discussion on it. Out of that firm, and this is only my suggestion, if we could go with the Keith Martin out of the firm, only because his credentials specifically says commercial litigation, construction defects, construction liability, construction litigation, construction production liability, construction liability. And he had a 5.5 out of 5.5 by an attorney in litigation.
Okay. And
the
you're talking about
he was a specific person.
Sure. That's not a problem. Keith Martin.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay,
his credentials was higher than the David McDonovan, even though he's part of the being a partner. But this other guy, just his credentials just seem to be better. On paper,
I think that's fine. That we can reach out to him first at that firm. Like, so the purpose is to try to get someone to fill into these shoes, represent us. So
yeah,
I don't have a problem with that. That we can probably choose that attorney. So does anyone want to amend the motion that's pending before us, which is to rank Watts third and add that it's got to be with the specific attorney? I think you said his name is Keith Martin.
Yeah, it showed Keith Martin McPherson.
Martin McPherson, okay.
Uh-huh.
Is there any, the motion that's pending, would y'all like to amend it before we vote on it? Or do y'all want, the people who made the motion would have to amend that?
I will amend the motion to include soliciting Keith Martin McPherson, Donovan Tilley firm.
Okay, the motion that's pending has been amended slightly. Is there a second?
Second, Ms. Michelle Harlison.
Okay. All right, is there any further discussion on the amended motion? Okay, you all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I think that we they've got a ranking system now. Director Morgan, you might ask a question from you. Now that we have a ranking system of our top three, do you know in the past, did the chairman contact the law firms or did the director do that?
I usually contacted them, but Tommy actually did the negotiations. And it doesn't make any difference either way.
Okay. Well, being an attorney, I think I'd rather I would be more comfortable having the discussions with them, taking notes and reporting back to the board. So
also, I would agree with that. And the past is the past as to how the board did business in the past. But I feel as if you, as the chairman, and you're an attorney also, that you should be the one to contact them.
Right. Yep. All right. Very good. Well, my plan then will be to tomorrow start with the Anderson firm, discuss, assuming they're in the office tomorrow, have discussions with them, see if their terms are reasonable. I'll probably go ahead and call all three law firms just to touch base with them and tell them we're looking at them. And then assuming that we can come to terms with the number one firm, that's what we'll do. And I'll bring it before the board that what the terms are, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any suggestions, comments, questions about the process?
This is
right.
Michelle,
is there anything? Okay. Is there anything else that I know that needs to be addressed on this topic of the attorneys and filling in? Director Morgan, do you have anything to add?
I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Any board members? Do y'all have, Vice Chair Daniels, do you have anything to add?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. With that, then, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting, this special meeting. And I appreciate all of you for attending. And I will be reporting back to you. I'll try to get something typed up and be able to email it to you. Still have something to review in the next couple of days, assuming the weather lets me do that.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Be safe, everyone.
All right. Thank you.